Hey, everybody, it's Ben and Rob. We're your hosts from Rise.TV, bringing you the answers that will leave you on the edge of wonder.
And right now, we're going to do a deep dive that exposes all the Chinese Communist Party's latest schemes. Have you seen the CCP's zero COVID policy swung from one extreme to the other?
First, it was people locked in their homes, no going out, and death. Now it's what COVID? Do what you want. And if you catch it, they claim it actually has nothing to do with the CCP's evil policies.
Yeah, seriously. And want to hear the truth about the intense spread of COVID that they don't want you to know? Well, we'll see you out
on the edge. All right.
Yeah. And are you listening to the Edge of Wonder podcast? Leave us a 5-star rating and review and help us reach even more people so we can keep making awesome content for you
help
guys.
Help us reach all of the people that the WEF doesn't want you to reach.
Speaking of the World Economic Forum,
it's a clown world.
All you can do is laugh.
Yeah.
But it's just so sad that there's just people out there that just can't see this. So the World Economic Forum decided to cancel Twitter because, you know, they're for the Great Reset and the New World Order. And right now Elon's kind of fighting against that. But instead, you know what they want you to do? They want you to go on TikTok. Meanwhile, while all the government politicians are voting against TikTok right now, where you can't have it in Congress, and if you're like at a certain level of a politician, you're not allowed having it on your phone, the World Economic Forum is like, hey, go to TikTok.
Yeah, the moves they're making are highly mysterious. I feel like the men in charge of many different cylinders and industries on this planet right now are making less and less sense by the day. The choices they make are just bizarre. They make no sense.
Yeah, none at all.
This is interesting, actually.
Read this. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So this thread here. So Davos, 2023, that's where the World Economic Forum holds its yearly meeting in Davos, Switzerland. It will feature Shou Zhichu, the CEO of TikTok, on stage. First reported by the dossier, he will appear at an event titled Tackling Harm in the Digital Era. Or about creating harm in the digital era.
I'm sure for the people that are attending this, they understand what really is. It's like, oh, that's what you really meant, you know, tackling harm. But which harm are you talking about? Harm from like TikTok, what TikTok is creating, or the harm that they are like, you know, in their point of view, like the harm that Twitter is causing?
If by tackling it, yeah, you mean generate, then we're on the same page. So it's been more than 2 years since someone reverse engineered TikTok and published the results. He called it a malware that targets children, a data hunter that absolutely no one should use. Of course, TikTok is still available in the Apple App Store, but Twitter has to go.
Well, yeah, it's because they're bending over backwards for Twitter. This is interesting. This viral TikTok trend is helping young people control their spending. This is on the WEF. This is the official Instagram of the WEF. Is this a video?
It's a screenshot of a video.
Screenshot of the video. Young people are spending cash to save money.
What? Can you scroll up?
For a second there, I'm like,
you gotta hit show this thread. You gotta.
Is there something I'm not getting with that? Okay, so I spend money to save money, therefore I have nothing, and then I'm happy. There it is, right there.
Yeah, this is all the central bank digital currency agenda that they have, right? Is get rid of your cash and save with digital currency somehow. That's definitely what they're doing, what they're up to.
I guess, man. I have no idea. This is wow. The WEF will also host an event at Davos 2023 entitled Deployment in the Industrial Metaverse. What the heck does that even mean? There it is right there. You'll own nothing and be happy.
Well, yeah, this is from Zero Hedge, though. They created this.
That's true. They did. Okay. I'm sorry. Okay. That's not the official, but that might as well be the official. I mean, seriously, the World Economic Forum, for those of you that are just kind of like tuning in or don't really know much, they did have an ad campaign that literally stated you'll own nothing and be happy. Yeah,
it was sort of like a presentation that they had where they were kind of going through what up to 2030 would look like. So their 2030 agenda, and you know, one of the slides was, you know, you'll own nothing and be happy.
Yeah. Meaning like, well, hey, if you don't have to own anything, you just borrow or rent everything you need.
Which is a nightmare.
Yeah. And therefore, I still don't understand how it works. So I own nothing. Yeah. Welcome to 2030. I own nothing, have no privacy, and life has never been better. This is literally no joke.
She got crazy eyes, that lady.
Yeah.
Here it is. Yeah.
That's it right there. Lindsay found it.
8 predictions for the world in 2030.
And this is officially from the World Economic Forum.
You'll own nothing and you'll be happy because that guy is with the eyeshadow on. Whatever you want to want, you'll rent and it'll be delivered by drone.
Okay. What if you live in an apartment building or you live somewhere?
The U.S. won't be the world's leading superpower.
China will be.
Because the Rockefellers have died off, so we're going to move it all over to Europe.
Look at what flag is front and center.
Yeah, and a handful of countries will dominate, especially the one with the moon and the star, which is, you know, the Saturn symbol that Andrew wanted.
What country is that again? Is that Turkey? Is it? Okay.
Pretty sure that's Turkey.
You won't die waiting for an organ donor.
Because we'll print them. From
seriously,
real people.
That's literally what it's saying right here.
We'll print new ones instead.
Yeah. From what?
It's 2030, Ben. Open your mind. You'll eat much less meat because that would be healthy.
Right. Instead, you'll eat bugs.
Yeah. An occasional treat, not a staple, for the good of the environment and our health. Okay. Thank you. Dictating our lives.
A billion people will be displaced by climate change. Although, hey, by the way, on that note, I did just watch a news report from 1978 just saying in a few years we're going to have a massive climate change catastrophe.
Yeah, they've been planning this for years.
Hasn't happened. Sorry. Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
We'll have to do a better job at welcoming and integrating refugees.
Oh my gosh.
Polluters will have to pay to emit carbon dioxide.
Well, who's polluters?
All of that can be worked out. There'll be a global price on carbon. This will help make fossil fuels history. You could be preparing to go to Mars. Scientists will have worked out how to keep you healthy in space.
Uh-huh.
The start of a journey to find alien life. Western values will have been tested to the breaking point. Man, this is scary.
Dude, I'm telling you, this is crazy. I mean, when you really look at this, this is insane how checks and balances that underpin our democracies must not be forgotten. Epstein, right? Can we find the client list still? Like, comment, and share.
How about no?
Oh,
I still, you know, we probably review that like every 6 months, and it's still scary every time we.
I think it's because they went from kind of doing this in a covert way to like just like in your face, like, yeah, okay, this is our agenda. We do want a new world order. Yeah, it's true, you know. And it's like, wouldn't that be better? And it's like, well, yes. And then they talk about the Great Reset, and every media organization has been promoting the Great Reset, and in a lot of ways. You know, they say it's this like economic great reset, but what if it's like, what if they're thinking on a different level of like a humanity reset?
Then it gets kind of scary. That's what's scary about all that, right?
Right. And then getting into what we're going to be talking about with China and whatnot, I mean, this does kind of seem like it fits part of their agenda. Wow. Parcel apocalypse in China due to a massive wave of COVID infection impacting the logistic industry. So these are all these like packages and whatnot for some reason not getting delivered to people. It doesn't really explain why they're not getting delivered. I don't know if it's like lack of people, just the fact that they have no place to go, or
no one's working because they're all dead.
Yeah, or just sick. Not necessarily dead, maybe just sick.
It's a lot of dead people in China right now.
That's what we've been hearing. And I think it's hard because, you know, when COVID first hit, I think the difference between this one and what happened originally with COVID is that there was, like, looking into it, there was some fake videos being promoted by the CCP that were showing a lot of like dead people and falling down and everything else. And after a lot of like, after now looking at it a few years later, you can find why these were created and how they were faked and reason why they're faked. And they wanted to make it a lot worse than what it was to justify lockdowns and all these things. The difference between what's happening now is that it's now going against the agenda that they want, right? It's kind of because the zero COVID policy was like, okay, we don't want anyone, no one can have COVID now. So if you have COVID, it's like, it's just better if you die. And then that way we'll just get rid of COVID completely. It's like, hey, if someone has COVID, let them die. And then that way the rest of everyone can be free. But, you know, there are a lot of videos coming out with dead bodies and morgues and being full. And actually, even there's been reports with not funeral, but what the where funeral homes, I guess, they're overbooked. A lot of things are going on.
Crematoriums, too.
Crematoriums. That's what I was trying to say. Yeah. So, like, U.S. to impose new restrictions on travelers from China amidst COVID outbreaks. Now, there's been a massive amount of pressure on this, like, on Biden's administration to do something about this. And remember, back in 2020, when Trump was president, Trump was like, the first thing he said was that we need to stop travelers from China to coming over here. And the media blasted him for being racist, xenophobic against Asian people and Chinese and everything else. And it's like, what the heck, you know? And then it's like when things started really getting worse, I think it was Chuck Schumer that first was like, oh, well, we should start, you know, doing something about the China travelers coming over here. And it's like,
I have a really hard time listening to some of those people. Their heads are like a bag of cats.
I swear, I don't know. It's really weird. It really is. But the other aspect, which someone just mentioned in the chat too, is that the Chinese people, the vaccinations, like, there was more lockdowns in China. There was more people vaxxed. Like, they took way more precautions. I mean, they were locking people in their homes. They were spraying the streets, like, everything. And that's why I truly believe they're trying to hide this, because it's like, well, we took all these measures, pretty much killed all these people, that whether they had COVID or not, because it wasn't affecting the elites. Now that this is affecting the elites, it's a totally different story.
This is crazy.
Yeah, you can read this if you want. This is a Jake Shields. He's a MMA
fighter.
Yeah. Right?
Mm-hmm. So he said, in China, 90% of the people are vaccinated and 100% are wearing masks. China is having the largest COVID outbreak the world has seen. Trust the science. that's funny.
And speaking of trusting the science, Lindsay, can you pull up the Fauci connections here? So I'm this is another thing that Elon just kind of exposed with this. And this is 100% true. This is from Rebel Cat, and it says, it's disgusting how much influence the Fauci family has had over our health or lack thereof. What will be done about it? And what's crazy is that the chief of the NIH, who was overseeing everything, was Fauci's wife, and his daughter was working at Twitter.
That is crazy.
Before Elon took over. So basically the person that was basically overseeing all the ethical aspects of what Fauci was doing was his wife. And then he had his daughter working for Twitter that was basically censoring anybody that was calling out Fauci.
Yeah. What the heck?
Why
is her name Christine Grady if it's really Christine Fauci? Like, they do this stuff on purpose, I think.
Yeah, 100%. This is why a lot of them don't want to change their names, because of this exact reason.
A lot of women in science don't want to change their last names too, because when you get an advanced degree,
yeah,
your name that you were born with will be on all of the papers. So that,
yes,
I think a lot of women have been taught that they'll get the credit as opposed to their husband who didn't do the work.
That's crazy. That's a crazy meme.
There's a lot.
That.
What were you saying?
I was just saying, I remember seeing that meme. It's a crazy one.
Mm-hmm. And it is 100% true. And that's what Elon has been backing up. So Elon's been making all these claims against Fauci, and the media is having a field day with it. But Elon would not be making these claims if he didn't have evidence to back up what he was saying.
That's a good point. And his daughter used to work there before she and the rest of the pumpkin spice latte crew got fired. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Elon could be dropping bombs every day if he wanted to. That would just blow everything out of the water. But he's doing it in a more systematic way. So, all right, we need to play a trailer, and when we get back, we'll talk more about China and the zero COVID policy and what is going on with that.
Yeah, we're going to play our communism trailer. Check this out, you guys.
150 years in the making. The ultimate evil specter. Lies, hatred, and struggle. Traditions destroyed. The deep state cult, communism.
Yeah, so you guys, that was a trailer to our communism series, probably to date one of the most complete and insane series that we have developed and created. Definitely check that out. Talks about the origins of communism, goes back in history many years to even like the origins of what brought communism in even before Marx and Engels, and just uncovers the entire thing. And it's an insane journey, and you should check it out.
Yeah, it definitely is. And also that series is free on Rumble. And by the way, anybody who is watching us on Rumble or the first time or haven't subscribed to us, please subscribe to us on Rumble. Yeah, we're trying to grow that channel as well. Keep making content for you guys. So be very helpful to do that. And and also, again, anyone listening to our podcast, please give us a 5-star rating and review. So all right, so this zero COVID policy, this has been so weird, because just the other day, Xi Jinping just like reversed this policy. And I think it was because of how many people were protesting and now what's going on in China. So, I don't know. Do you want to talk about this, Rob, or you know?
Yeah, I mean, about it? Yeah, it's the zero COVID policy, right? Like, I think that the problem the Chinese Communist Party has is that it's so extreme all the time. It goes always from one extreme to another with anything that it's doing, and this just kind of shows how extreme and untrustworthy anything they say is. So it can't ever do things in the middle. It has to either be like completely one thing or another. And I think when they saw this getting so out of control that they couldn't control it at all, it was just like, well, let everyone die then.
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah. Well, just whatever, like it's gone too far, you know? So they reneged on the entire thing, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
it's interesting.
What were you saying? I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. This is interesting. This article.
Yeah, this is actually from CNN, but you know, it's like we're trying to pull from different sources just to kind of give a more of a, because you know, general overview and kind of what's going on. And if all the media collectively is kind of saying the same thing, then it's like, okay, here. So yeah, China had its most difficult year under Xi's rule as it reeled from its costly COVID zero policy from months of overzealous enforcement that crushed the economy and stoked historic public discontent to a wholesale abandonment so abrupt that left a fragile health system scrambling to cope with an explosion of cases. It's kind of a very wordy paragraph there, but
very, very wordy.
So in it. Yeah. So I think like what
paragraph would be dangerous if you put it in the hands of Kamala Harris.
Yeah. Well, they're CNN for you, you know, but I think what makes this so fascinating is that even they are recognizing that this zero COVID policy just, it doesn't work, because everyone knows it. Like, how do you go to zero COVID? Well, okay, we're going to do like lockdown, like we were saying earlier, like lockdown every single person in the country. If you have COVID, you're stuck in your house. We're going to literally lock the door in. If there's a fire, too bad, you're going to die. You know, I mean, it's like, that's literally what was happening to people. People were dying in their homes inside China. They were doing all these things. People were protesting. And now it's like, you know, this is why I truly think that they are having a problem with COVID. Now, it doesn't mean that this is like, I don't think it's the same strand that we saw when like COVID first happened, where it was like really affecting people. And, you know, we'll kind of get into later what we really think was killing people when they went to the hospital. It wasn't necessarily COVID from what we're finding out and from what's being exposed. But this is like a whole different thing. But now it's like, like over here, almost every single person I know has like gotten sick in the last month. You know, some people like me, it was just a few days. My dad kind of had it for like a week. I know Lindsay, who was on our team, she kind of wasn't feeling well. You weren't feeling well either that one day, Rob.
Yeah, that was just like a 24-hour bug or something.
Yeah.
Stomach bug.
So, I mean, everybody I know had like at one point, with you know all the holidays and whatnot, had something and then kind of got over it. But so what, you know, and they're trying to say, oh, this what's going around isn't really COVID. And then all of a sudden when COVID was out in 2020, it's like the flu just magically disappeared. It was like, oh, no more flu. It's like you either get COVID or you're healthy.
Yeah.
It's like nothing else. Where'd everything else go? But anyway, but there are, and actually, Lindsay, I think this is a good time to kind of talk about
this. I think I just want to say, like, it's extremely significant that even CNN and, like, MSNBC or MSN, they're even having to acknowledge what's going on in China right now.
Yeah.
That, like, the fact that mainstream media is acknowledging what's happening in China right now means that it's, like, it's probably much worse than we think. It's sort of like if the military tells you it has a little bit of technology, it has like an enormous amount that's like 100 years ahead of whatever it's showing you. It's like that. So, yeah. Anyway, sorry, you were saying, Ben.
Sorry. Oh, well, there was an article. We'll get into that here in a minute. But, you know, I think the I think taking a step back and looking at this, you know, because people listening to this is like, oh, my gosh, like all these Chinese people, if this is true, everyone's getting sick. Like, what do we do? You know, and how do we handle this? But I think looking at this from a higher perspective, it does seem like a lot of people, a lot of the Chinese people that are being affected are directly tied to the CCP and communism and all these things. And from my understanding, the people that are really, I mean, I truly believe God is in control and that everything has a purpose and a reason behind it. So if someone is getting sick, you know, I think the first thing that we should really do is kind of ask ourselves like, okay, you know, why am I getting sick? Like, what am I doing? You know, obviously recently it's like everybody I know, every single person I know got sick, you know, over the last like couple of weeks, some people, like I said, longer, shorter, whatever, you know, and it's like, okay, that whatever, you know, but I'm saying like when you're, if you're going through something that's like really, really, really bad, it's like, okay, you know, is there something I'm doing wrong? Is there something I need to prove on myself? Do I need to do something better? Is this helping me understand something about myself that I'm not looking at? And I think this is like a really crucial element. And I think the people that don't have any faith in anything or are really kind of brainwashed, let me just say that aspect, especially by communism, are more in danger in this regard. And I think what we're seeing in China is kind of like a direct correlation to that. And I don't know if you want to elaborate more on that, Rob.
Yeah, I mean, we've been talking about this since the very beginning of COVID, since it first came out, since we did our like plague series, our COVID series, we've been kind of talking about this. Like, it doesn't really matter whether people think COVID is real or not or what's going on. It's like, well, what I mean is, it doesn't matter the form that it takes. When an outbreak happens like that, it's usually targeting something.
Mm-hmm.
And in this case, what? I mean, people, if they're not asking that question right now, they're going, I believe that it's going to lead people in a direction where they have to ask that question, because these things don't just happen by chance. I mean, I was looking at some data yesterday where it was basically the idea that the mathematical probability that the universe could form and that you're alive right now is beyond impossible, which means if anything happens at all, there is a reason for it.
Mm-hmm.
That's like the other side of that, right? So and these things don't happen for no reason. So, you know,
100% agree.
What happens, like how the Chinese people kind of develop, what direction they go is I think that's kind of what's on the horizon right now. How is this going to change the world? Because it's if what we're seeing with the reports from the Epoch Times and some of these other reports that we're seeing are true,
mm-hmm.
the amount of deaths in China are in the hundreds of millions. It's like this is getting super scary.
Well, what has been confirmed is that like 250, well, there was a memo that went out and basically saying about 250 million Chinese people got COVID, not necessarily deaths. We might be seeing like millions of deaths or tens, even possibly tens of millions. I don't know about 100 millions, or at least not yet, but I don't know.
I think even towards the middle of this process, when we were, even in 2020, 2021, early 2021, we were looking at 40 million less cell phone subscribers.
That's true.
In China. And that was true. And think about what's gone on over the last several months as they've been trying to cover all of this stuff up and gotten stricter with their COVID policy.
Yeah, because they don't want
to be unaware. Not to mention the track record of the Chinese Communist Party with the famines and stuff like that, where we're talking about hundreds of millions of people that disappeared off the face of the earth that no one knows about or remembers anymore. Mm-hmm. And none of it was being tracked. They never track anything. They're never honest about anything. Like, this could be far worse than anyone realizes.
Well, but I think on the flip side of things, you know, I don't like the fear aspect, because that's that. I mean, through the Twitter files, this is exactly what was coming out. Is like they were literally finding things. The media was specifically focusing on the fear. And then, you know, Trump 100%. Mentioned. What? Yeah. And then Trump mentioned UV lights, and the media blasted him for it. And then a year and a half later, there was like some doctor that came out that was like, well, yeah, actually UV lights work. And then the media started talking about it like, oh, this doctor said it works. It does work. And then they never mentioned like, oh, Trump was right. It was just like, well, now it works. And like, what?
Like, well, let me give you my perspective on this, because I think it's important. There's a lot of people out there, I think, that don't have a really firm grasp on what these powers that be are really after or want. All right. Mm-hmm. And here's just my perspective. Okay. Is when we talk about what's going on in China and when we talk about what's going on here, these are two very different things.
That's a good point.
There was a plan. Like, my understanding is there was a plan in place for a lot of people to make a lot of money off of certain things happening, certain medical advance, like certain medical things being in place to make a lot of money off of these things. Right.
Well, even the hospitals, like, yes, if someone died, no matter what it was, if they died of COVID, the hospitals were getting $30,000 yes. per death.
But what we have to understand is that COVID was just an opportunity for this money to be made. Let's just say that that's the case. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Their number one goal right now is pushing that 2030 agenda. The 2030 agenda is all they're moving towards right now. And that's all they care about. What happens in China is a separate thing. It doesn't really have a lot to do with that. I do not see them trying to turn on the like everybody shelter in place, you know, alarm again. I don't see that happening, because I think either. They're too focused on this plan that they have to try to get everything moving in the direction they need it to for 2030. And all of that stuff is done. It's over. It's past. Anything could happen, of course. I'm just telling you, I think those two issues are separate. I think what's being planned over here, what the industries have going on over here is one thing. What's happening over in China is another thing.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. And I don't know if, you know, there's rumors going around, you know, online. People are talking like on Twitter, like, will the government do another shutdown? But
they
like,
would have. As soon as Biden came in, they would have. All they cared about was control.
Yeah,
all they cared. And like, this is why everything shut down during Trump. And then as soon as Trump was gone, it was like everything started opening up again. And they started making these plans towards this thing again, right?
It was all to make Trump look bad, because they could have destroyed the economy. And it's like, you guys are the ones that shut it down.
If you elect us, we'll give you freedom. You'll own nothing and be happy.
That's it. Exactly. And it's like, there's a big problem too, when you actually have health food stores that can provide you with like certain things to like, you know, boost your immune system are forced to be shut down. But it's like, well, McDonald's can stay open because that's essential.
Yeah. It's like, so healthy too.
What? Are you trying to keep us sick? Like, is that the goal of this?
We'll let the fast food joint stay open where you're eating people.
Yeah, it's like I'm trying not to be a conspiracy theorist here, but it's like you're saying that McDonald's is essential, and yet the health food store that could actually solid evidence that could help my immune system.
right.
It's like, okay, that makes
sense. We need a science that actually like gives us facts instead of makes a lot of money off of whatever they tell you.
And you can't question the science, because if you do, then you're wrong. So anyway, but by the way, you guys, I wanted to share when we get on Rise TV, I want to share a personal experience I had about being sick and something that kind of how I look at that, and I'll share that on Rise TV when we get over there. So that'll be for later. just remind me. All right. Yeah. So earlier I was mentioning funeral homes, and Reuters actually, again, you know, we're kind of pulling from different media because we just want to kind of, it's not coming from one side. It's like all media right now is kind of saying things. And Reuters had a article, and it said Chinese hospitals, funeral homes, extremely busy as COVID spreads unchecked. Now, again, like in the beginning of COVID, in 2020, all these hospitals were full, everything was going on. And then months later, they were saying they were full. And I was even going to around New York City at the time because I was still in New York. And I was like, dude, there's no one at these hospitals. It literally is empty. And I was making videos about it at the time. Fortunately, we don't have our YouTube channel anymore, but yeah. So, but like I said, now, right now, all media has been reporting on this from both sides of really what's going on. And actually, Rob, do you want to read a little bit of this?
Yes. Where are, actually...
Okay, I'll start. It's okay. So Chinese hospitals and funeral homes were under intense pressure on Wednesday as surging COVID-19 wave drained resources, while the scale of the outbreak and doubts over official data prompted some countries to enact new travel rules on Chinese visitors. Because the problem is right now that the CCP is not sharing any data with any other countries, which again doesn't... This is just like this whole thing is just insane. Go ahead. You want to finish this?
Yeah. So in an abrupt change of policy, China this month began dismantling the world's strictest COVID regime of lockdowns and extensive testing, putting its battered economy on course for a complete reopening next year. The lifting of restrictions following widespread protests against them means COVID is spreading largely unchecked and likely infecting millions of people a day, according to some international health experts. That's
Yep. So it really seems like it. And again, it's like, well, how did it happen if China had the strictest lockdown mask? I mean, the Chinese people in China, like every single person was wearing a mask no matter where they went. And they wear masks anyways because the pollution is so bad there. You're always seeing photos of them just wearing masks. So they're just so used to wearing masks. The question is, like, would a mask really stop?
They were wearing masks before COVID.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
In China. Yeah. Like they were wearing it because the dense, like, pollution in the air was like too much for them to handle, so they put masks on thinking it would help. You remember we would see people from China walking around in New York City with masks on as if they needed them here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so the Epoch Times also had like breaking down the coronavirus is basically much smaller than the human cell, and the genetic material of RNA is tightly packed into the center of the virus, surrounded by a shell consisting of a membrane, and an envelope, and a spike. And that's the spike protein that everyone has been talking about. And actually, what they were saying is that the UV light is known to weaken the virus. And, you know, it's like, from my understanding, when the spike proteins on the actual virus itself, the cell, with the UV lights, it starts like disintegrating, and it can actually help. And doing meditation, Qigong exercises, like all this stuff definitely helps too. So it's kind of crazy. So China's top health body stops publishing daily COVID cases figures as an infection source. So yeah, this is what they were like, you know, here's all the accounts of COVID cases we had. And then all of a sudden they're like, yeah, we're not going to report on this anymore. Kind of how Wikipedia just stopped reporting all these, all the athlete deaths after 2021, October of 2021, they just stopped reporting all the deaths that happened in sports. It's like, why? But
Yeah, yeah, so they said it says here that the National Health Commission, NHC, said Sunday that relevant outbreak information would instead be published by China's CDC, a sub-department managed by the NHC. The decision to delegate its case counts to a lower authority comes as China experiences an unprecedented coronavirus wave following a drastic easing of restrictions. This is such chaos.
Total chaos. All right, we have to play a second trailer, and then when we come back, we'll get more into this and some of the famous people in China who are been passing away.
Sounds good. And
a bacterium infected a flea. A flea hitched a ride on a rat. A rat spread the Black Death to all of Europe. Millions dead, dirty peasants infected. Or is there more to the story? What if our advanced mindset of the future caused us to miss something about the past? What if something tied together every epidemic throughout time? What if people weren't just reacting to plagues, but plagues actually reacted to people? This is the first deep dive of its kind into a part of plagues never before acknowledged. You'll never look at history the same way again.
So let's think about it. What exactly is a plague?
Living in the future, it's easy to look at the people of the past and pass judgment.
But there have been numerous plagues over humanity's history and even until today.
I mean, this type of look at plagues we did might be the kind of deep dive nobody has ever done before on possibly the most covered subject in history.
Plagued, Part 1, When Society Falls.
Well, you guys, you can find that on Rise TV. Now, that's exclusive to Rise TV. I think the first episode of that is on Rumble, but everything else from that series is on Rise. And that was more like a documentary that we made. Amazing. Our whole team did an amazing job putting that together. So,
who is Chat Noir talking about here?
In the chat?
No, right here. It says, what other platform has every single show produced be relevant and interesting?
It was a compliment to you two.
He oh, was that. It?
Yeah, he knows.
Just wanted you to say it.
So a couple of things going on here, going back to this. There's actually been a lot of renowned Chinese Communist Party member. Now these are all 100% confirmed Chinese Communist Party members who are in like artistic, doing something in the arts, anyway, arts and entertainment, and they've died all in December. And we're not going to go through this whole list because chances are like most of you out there, I don't even know most of these. I mean, these are all like, you know, people in China acting. I'm sure there's some of them in America or whatnot, but there's everything from opera singers to directors, screenwriters, actors, actresses, music composers, dancers, and other different kind of artists such as like painting and whatnot and everything else. But so like this dude, one of the guys that died, it was like 92. It's like, okay, you know. But the fascinating thing about the guy who was 92 that died, he played Mao Zedong in a movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Kind of like in a positive way, you know?
Yeah, I know. There wouldn't have been anything published that wasn't positive about these knuckleheads.
That's a good point. But yeah, these are all these different people. Well, that guy's 98, so he's a little old too. But yeah, that's just what happens. But yeah, it is kind of crazy when you start seeing all these things.
And some of them are older, but some of them aren't that old.
Yeah, some of them are younger. You know, so just kind of interesting. I think that the weird thing is the fact that every single one of these people were CCP party members. And there's a movement in China called Tuedong, and Tuedong means quit the party. And to a lot of the Chinese people, that's the most important aspect, is to quit the party. And they feel that because the Chinese Communist Party is atheist, they disbelieve in any kind of belief in God or divine or any aspect like that. And it's like the party is your God. So by renouncing the party, you're kind of like choosing more of like almost in this divine light aspect of things. And right now, Tuedong means quit the party. There's been over 400 million Chinese people that have now quit the party, which is a pretty massive number. This scares, like, honestly, you guys, this scares the CCP almost more than anything else out there, because they depend on people in the party to survive. So if everyone leaves the party, then the party's just going to collapse.
Well, not just that, it just shows a complete, you know, denial of the CCP's principles. And this number is almost 100 million greater than the population of the United States. I mean,
that's a good point, man.
Yeah, I mean, this is a gigantic, massive number. You know, most, I think all of Europe has slightly more than this number, more people than this number. So yeah, it's crazy. I mean, it's great that many people have quit. I wish it was more, honestly. You know, we're talking about over a billion people in China, so this isn't half yet.
Yeah, I think now the number, gosh, I was just looking at it the other day, because I think it increased to like 1.4 billion or something like that. It was 1.2 and now it's like 1.4, but I don't know. So yeah.
Yeah, that number keeps going up. It was like 319 million just a few years ago, as I recall.
Mm-hmm. And okay, so kind of getting back to the Chinese people, you know, what's crazy is that so a lot of medications around the world right now, like over-the-counter drugs, are hard to get a hold of because so many people in China, because there's, you know, millions, hundreds of millions of people that are all getting this stuff now in China. What's really fascinating and something that we should have been doing from day one, especially the Chinese people, is that there's an article that this CNBC published saying that China turns to lemons, peaches, and traditional medicine in the wake of COVID wave. So literally all these people in China, and by the way, I mean, traditional Chinese medicine is like, gosh, it's so old. It's like 3,000 years.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's that old because it works. And they adopted more of a Western viewpoint of things, you know, since the party took over. But they literally, like, all these Chinese people are now like going to alternative medicine, trying to do whatever they can to, you know, lower the cases in these. And I imagine probably doctors and everything is doing the same thing too. So, anything rich in vitamin C, antioxidants, all these things, people are really scrambling to get vitamin D. And now it's, you know, Trump mentioned like go outside, get some sunlight, and the media blasted him again.
Yeah.
And then it's like came out 2 years later, like, oh yeah, vitamin D does work.
But this is kind of my point, is like they're just locked in on their goals and their objectives. And I think if something helps their objective, they'll use it. If something doesn't, they'll say whatever it is that they need to say, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And man, some of this stuff is really, really pretty intense too. The Epoch Times has an article. This is the headline, and this is a quote. Whether you live or die, no one cares. Chinese left helpless amid COVID crisis. Man. This is kind of crazy. So, Lindsay, if you could pull this up. So this is inside. Yeah. This was inside a top hospital in China's fifth most populous city. Guangzhou, Dead bodies have been piling up on the floor since the refrigerated chambers reached capacity. Elsewhere, long lines of cars waiting with bodies to be cremated have formed outside several morgues in the southwestern municipality of Chongqing. Up north in China's capital, there were so many corpses that cold stores at state-run food companies have been turned into temporary storage facilities for dead bodies.
Yeah, so I think it's important to understand, like, how does the Epoch Times know this stuff? The Epoch Times knows this stuff because their expertise is actually China. They have people in China directly giving them news and writing reports of the stuff that's actually happening over there right now, as opposed to other media that may have insiders or whatever they think.
Like, right,
there are actually Chinese reporters from China relaying back to the Epoch Times what's going on. It's being published in Chinese first, usually, and then translated over into English. And the Epoch Times is generally almost the only free Chinese press that tells the truth about what's happening in China. So you can pretty much bet your butt that they're accurate in what's going on over there.
Mm-hmm.
This is different than other media over there.
Yeah. So, and the other aspect too is that this information's coming out now. So it sounds like, oh my gosh, COVID is getting so much worse in China. Actually, it's kind of been like this. It's just the information is coming out now. So we're just now hearing about it. But in reality, this has been going on in China since all this broke out a few years ago. It's just, that's what the CCP has been trying to cover up the whole entire time. So
it has intensified, though.
Yeah, it's intensified. And I think because the elites, you know, and the people within the party itself are now starting to get hit. So it's kind of like worked its way up on the food chain, in other words, because it's just like, oh, if people have COVID, you know, they were telling people don't go to the hospital if you were sick inside China because they were trying to have the zero COVID policy. So if like, oh, if our hospitals are empty, COVID is gone. It's like, no, it's not gone. It's just that they're trying to make it go away by doing immoral things, locking people in their homes, refusing people to go to the hospital, sometimes even letting people die or wanting them to die so they don't infect others or whatever it is. You know, their goal was to like COVID zero, no matter what, no matter who dies, no matter what happens. We don't care if like half the country dies, if we get rid of COVID. So that's the goal. It wasn't to save lives. And that's a very crucial aspect in something that I truly believe now that Fauci was doing over here, based on the information that I'm truly seeing that is really coming out. It's more of a sense of doing the same thing. How do we get down to COVID zero instead of like truly saving lives? Because now we're finding like, oh, ivermectin actually does work.
The party does not consider lives in its assessments. It considers itself in trying to save face. That's all it does. And actually, one of the biggest ways that you can tell something crazy is happening in China is the fact that they went straight from zero COVID policy to just open everything up and let everyone do everything.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you make an insane decision like that unless there's just like, it's really complicated in there what's going on? You don't do something like that. If it was getting worse and it's getting worse for your people, you're not just going to open everything back up. That's not going to happen. It doesn't make any sense.
Right. Exactly. And actually, when we get over to Rise TV, because we're going to have to end this pretty soon, there's some explosive information that I really found on like these restrictions that were set in place, and the media and Fauci and all these people were saying like, oh yes, this is these things, we tried this like 100 years ago. This is like rooted in history and trials and everything from, you know, outbreaks during the Spanish flu and whatnot. And actually now a lot of there's solid evidence to show like social distancing didn't even start until 2005.
Mm.
So there's a lot of evidence against this and in support of against, I, let me say, the mainstream understanding of science and whatnot, going back to China and what exactly happened and how certain people were using this. So we'll talk about that when we get over to Rise TV, which will be in a few minutes. But before we do, just talked about that. Reports from inside China. So this is kind of interesting. Do we want to talk about this?
Yeah.
All right, Lindsay, why don't you pull this up? Reports from inside China. This is actually from, this is interesting. This is from Mingwei. Mingwei is a site that the spiritual practice Falun Gong. They have a lot of information coming out of China as well, because there's a lot of practitioners who practice Falun Gong in China. I mean, before the persecution, there was 100 million practitioners practicing this in China. And the emblem, the symbol at the top is actually just kind of, it's just the symbol for the practice. But it's rooted in Buddhism.
Symbol in ancient China, way before Hitler got a hold of it. So
yeah, it's a very ancient symbol. You can find it all over for 2,000 years on Buddhist statues and everything else. So it's just, right now it's kind of a hot topic because of Kanye, but it's a side thing. But anyway, on the site, they have reported, now this information is from December 5th. So this has been, it's been 20 days or so, but it says the CCP announced the end of the pandemic and classified the Omicron variant. Omicron variant as the common flu. So this is so crazy. Because it's like when Omicron came out, it was like, oh my gosh, it's another variant. Everyone Omicron, get their shots. What am I saying?
No, you're right. I'm saying that they're like, oh, it's Omicron. And, it was like it was like this much more severe version of COVID or something. And now all of a sudden it's the common flu, right? This is kind of what I'm saying. It's like, if they test positive for Omicron, it just means they have the flu. So that means we still have a zero COVID.
And what the heck was Delta? COVID.
It's the common flu.
Yeah. And then there was the one that was the XI that they, oh, that was the one they renamed Omicron, right? No. There was one that was XI. It looked like she, and they renamed it to something else. Monkey pox. I don't know. Who cares? I don't know.
What'd you call me?
Called you a monkey. But anyway, this goes on to state, countless Chinese people are now suffering from COVID with symptoms of fever, headache, dizziness, coughing, and blah, 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 blah. Many infants went to comas, had difficulty eating, and even vomiting. But the CCP did not include them in COVID statistics because it deemed them asymptomatic cases.
That's crazy.
That is one of the biggest problems. So that's the CCP, it's like they're doing whatever it takes to make the CCP look good, not caring about how it affects the people. Man. Oh, this is fascinating. A leaked document from the NHC on December 21st showed 248 million new cases in the first 3 weeks of December.
Yeah, you remember what I was saying about hundreds of millions of people, right?
Yeah. Like,
this is what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And these are only the cases that have been reported. We don't know what's going on over there. Mm-hmm. This could be complete chaos.
Yeah, but the authorities still said the disease was almost over. The officially reported new infections for Hebei province on December 20th was only 15. And yet they're saying there's 248 million new cases. It's pretty insane. Look at that.
Yeah. So here is Gordon Chong. Like, he's a great guy to follow for, regarding China stuff. And he said, why isn't Biden protecting America from the inevitable COVID-19 surge from China? Yeah. I mean, this goes back to exactly what I said.
Mm-hmm.
That's not necessarily a part of their agenda right now.
No, not at all.
Other things that they're doing.
Yeah. doesn't, not at all. And but the other aspect to the, with now Biden's, or like the Biden administration is now like, oh, okay, now anyone coming over from China has to take a COVID test, you know, but still, you know, when we had all the illegal aliens coming over, actually, they were like, yeah, you don't have to take anything COVID test. And that's the thing that really bothered me, I think, when all this was going on. It was like, oh yeah, we'll let them come through and they don't have to worry about COVID tests. Yeah. But if you want to go to a restaurant, you need a vaccine. It's so ridiculous. It's like, it's not even a test. It's like, you need to have a vaccine. It's just so stupid. But,
well, hey,
all right, you guys. Well,
questions here too. You want to head over to Rize.tv?
Yeah, we're going to head over to Rize.tv and for the exclusive part of our show where we'll explore more about this and get into how military leaders in Canada, how they saw the pandemic and what they did in response, which is very frightening and kind of scary, but it's all being exposed. So that's a good thing that it's being exposed. So we're going to talk about that on Rize.tv. So please support our work on Rize.tv for the holiday price of just $7 a month when you get the yearly subscription. And also, you get to ask us your questions during the live Q&A. So don't forget that your support lets us do these deep dives and bring you the truth that the censors don't want you to hear. So check out this trailer and come over and join us for Rize on Rize.tv. For our exclusive Q&A.
Thank you, guys.
Are inflation, cow farts, pandemics, pizza with pineapple, and the rise of AI, the truth about the moon landing, gas prices, and hollow earth theories keeping you up at night? Not anymore. Let your cares melt away with our unique patented streaming platform, Rize.tv. For the special holiday price of $7 a month. In just minutes, you can get access to the platform that's changing a nation. No agendas. No censorship. No anger and targeting people. Amazing and inspiring shows like Edge of Wonder.
This episode may have some of the strangest information we found yet.
Man in America.
Geopolitics, history, but also faith. And where we are at this time in history.
And Chronicles of a Psychic Spy.
We work outside the construct of the physical to know things that otherwise can't be known.
All just oozing with entertainment.
The Hot Pepper Chip Challenge.
We will give you a place to not only hear the truth, but also be uplifted and entertained.
Cheers.
And you'll have a community to share it with. Don't miss this special offer.
Oh, the powder goes down your throat.
For the holidays, our yearly subscription is more than 25% off. That's just $7 a month. What a steal!
I used to have a TV just like that.
Back in the day, that's for sure. Well,